The state Republican Party of North Carolina is now mounting a vigorous defense of Republican congressional candidate Mark Harris. The party says the State Board of Elections' decision to postpone a hearing on allegations of fraud until January 11th is totally unacceptable. This show of support comes 3 days after Harris said in a television interview that fellow Republicans weren't circling the wagons around him. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
As allegations of illegal absentee ballot harvesting in Bladen County have mounted, state Republicans appeared to accept the possibility of a new election. And when it was determined that early votes were illegally counted in Bladen before Election Day, GOP leaders said a new election might be necessary. But that was when the State Board of Elections planned to have a hearing by this Friday. Now that hearing is scheduled for 3 weeks later. Republican Executive Director Dallas Woodhouse says the postponement is unacceptable.
You cannot deny the people of the 9th Congressional District, a member of Congress, when the new congressional term starts, without having presented one iota of public evidence that the race was turned or that illegal behavior actually occurred.
He says the race should be certified and Harris declared the winner, unless the state produces evidence that shows any voter fraud would have changed the outcome. The new Congress will be sworn in January 3rd. As for the release of early vote totals, Woodhouse now says that's not necessarily enough to call for a new election.
That is in the resolution, that if those totals were leaked out by the state in a way that could affect the race, then a new election might be necessary. But we haven't seen that.
Woodhouse's comments were a change from last week when the Republican-controlled General Assembly passed a bill saying there would be new primaries for both Republicans and Democrats if the State Board of Elections says there should be a new general election. There are similar unusual absentee mail vote totals from the Republican primary when Harris narrowly defeated incumbent Robert Pittenger. Harris leads Democrat Dan McCready by 905 votes. McCready is raising money in anticipation of a new election. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.